Good morning, men and gentle ladies. It is Wednesday, September 1st. Fuck, it is September already. Man, time flies when your life's falling apart. Welcome back into the valley. I am your host, Stephen Whitaker, and I hope we have a good one for you today. We're going to be doing a wing review. So I ate wings from two different places, and I will compare them and give them a score. Keep in mind, I do not believe in tens, whether it's wings or pizza or burgers or life in general, individuals, buildings, you know. That's what we got going on today. We got some other things going on today, such as people that talk shit about servers and how long you should be a server before you can start talking shit about other servers, and much more. There are some other fun things we got going on today. So we will now get started with the things that we have going on today. And the end of this got real shoddy real quick. But without further ado, let's go. Welcome back, everybody. It has been 2 weeks. Now, a lot of you are probably wondering now, what in the hell could have happened to you that you didn't have enough time to set out 45 minutes of an entire week to put out an episode? Well, let me just tell you. My brother is having car issues right now, so I've been having to haul his ass around town. And by the time I get home, I just want to go to sleep. I stayed the night at his house a couple nights, and I just can't do it there because he's too loud. He cusses a lot. He plays video games like all the time. I would have been like balls deep in an episode, and you would have heard a spattering of racial slurs coming out of his room. And that's, you know, I don't need that. I need quiet. Like when I do this, I do it in my room. Everything off, TV off most of the time, fans off because you can hear it. Like, so I like try to keep it as quiet as possible. That way there isn't a whole bunch of background noise. Today I'm sitting on my bed instead of my chair because my chair squeaks, I found out in the last episode. And, you know, so here we are. But that is what took so long. But thank you for being patient and sticking with it and listening to another episode. I am going to try to cut down on the "this show stinks" thing because I have a manager, and it's one of our newer managers, and this manager is also a Leo, and this manager is also like, why the hell are you shitting on yourself? Like, you're a Leo, you're like the king of the jungle, you know what I mean? And like, and as far as zodiac signs, not like me individually, I fucking am the king of the jungle, actually. This is what I do. Yeah, okay, maybe not so much, but this manager was like, you need to give out Leo vibes instead of another sign that is usually pretty depressed all the damn time. I don't know, sounds like a Cancer. Does sound like a Cancer. Maybe an Aries. Maybe not an Aries. There's one. I don't know what the one after Leo is, but I think they're like depressed all the time. Therefore, I'm going to not talk down, like self-deprecate myself in this episode as much. But there are just going to be times, you know, when I'm just doing my thing and like I'm halfway through and I'm just like, bro, this show stinks, you know. And yeah, I'll try to keep it in though. I'll try to keep it in, even though that manager doesn't even listen to the show. She just heard about it, you know, through the grapevine. But yeah, so we got that going on, and so we are back to weekly videos, by the way, this, or episodes, by the way. This is This is a thing that I am trying to do and trying to do well and trying to do consistently because, repetition breeds success, I think. Not likely. Dude, this show stinks. Moving on, I did have wings. And I did this. This was actually on my birthday. So this is how long I've been trying to do this. So I had wings from a very popular national chain. You might have heard of them. They are called Buffalo Wild Wings. And so I went there and I had wings and I was like, okay, well, I think now would be a great time to do my wing review. And so I am currently, that's what this is. That's what we're doing right now. And the other wings that I had were from a place locally called Pizza Shop, the Pizza Shop. And I went to the one that's by my house in the middle of nowhere. And so it may not be the same as one that is in, a more metropolitan part of the state. But here are some ground rules. These are just few small ground rules that need to be stated before you go in on me. For like to if like if you disagree or whatever, which I, if you do, you do. If you don't, oh fucking well. Wing review, they have to be traditional wings because you're not a child. All right, you can eat it with the bone. Quick segue. I was serving somebody and they ordered wings and I was like, do you want bone in or boneless? He's like, oh my God, please boneless. I had a bad experience with a bone one time and I'm like, haven't we fucking all? Anyways, traditional wings, obviously. There's no wing sauce or dipping sauce. So it just straight just the wing. I do like I we don't need no flavors. We can compliment the chef or we can shit on the chef. This is kind of how this works, or cook. And the score is determined, by size, taste, the flat to drum ratio, and basically overall value. So, starting with B-dubs. So I got these wings out and I just got like a small portion. I got like six or whatever. And they did not look great. It was like I saw them and I'm just like, those are wings, right? And then I take a bite, pretty freaking dry. And so I like took a bite and then I like looked at them again and it was almost they were like, it was like a dehydrated look. Like they looked like they needed some water. They looked like they haven't had any sort of liquid in their system in months. Like they looked bad. And I know their wings, they can't actually drink water, guys. Like chill out. But that's what they looked like. They just looked dry. They looked shriveled. They looked gross. They didn't look great. And I mean, they were probably, I would say, below average size as well, due to, I don't know, I guess the lack of moisture. I don't think that really affects wings at all. But, and the flat to drum ratio. Now, I like flats, so this doesn't really, I mean, it affects the score, of course, because I'm not just doing this for me, I'm doing this for everybody. But the flat to drum ratio was 5 to 1, so 5 flats, 1 drum, and I'm just like, well, there are some people like you could have just gone 3 and 3. That's what most people do. Like that's and so it was. I mean, it wasn't that great of a wing at all. It was. I ate all of them because it's my favorite food, but they less than satisfying, you could say. So with the score, I will give B Dubs a 4.7. They were bad wings. They were not good wings. So 4.7 for B Dubs. And this is one by where I work, like just down the street. It's the one where I sneak off to whenever I work a double, and then I like get a break, and I just go there, and drink some soda, some beer, some whiskey. No, I mean not whiskey. Although their happy hour is killer. They have a this is another segue. This is what I do. I just start talking, and then once I start talking, I don't stop talking. And that's why this show is fucking awesome. This show doesn't stink. This show is fucking awesome. That's what I'm gonna start saying now. When I'm gonna say the show stinks, I'm just gonna say the show is fucking awesome. It's like $3 Jack and Cokes, and I'm like, granted, it's a single, but I mean, that is all I need because I only drink beer usually. So yeah, it's just a single and like three of those, man. I get to feeling pretty all right. Anywho, so 4.7 for B Dubs. Moving on to the pizza shop. They looked a little bit bigger, you know. I'd probably go average, probably average size, maybe a little bit above average. They looked good. Like they didn't look dry. They looked, I want to say moist, but you know, they looked like they had more moisture than most wings do. And so like I took a bite. And they definitely did have some moisture in them. A little too much. Little moss on the moisture. And like it was almost like it was almost like that you like bought the bo frozen box of wings from like the store, and you just threw those bitches in the microwave. You know, it's kind of what it reminded me. It's kind of how it made me feel. Kind of what I thought they were. And they did. So I got a 12 because I just saved the rest for later. And so it was 6 to 6 on the drum flat ratio. So six wing or six flats, six drums, and it was great and it was fantastic. But they were they just had too much moisture. You know, it was unsatisfying, you know, as well. So, taking all of that into account, I would probably have to give them the pizza shop in a small town in Oklahoma. I'd probably have to give them a 5.1. 5.1 seems like a good, because they did have moisture, and I like that because, you know, I don't have to reach for something to drink every damn time I, take a bite out of it. And but yeah, I mean they were good. They were just a little, like if they didn't have as much moisture as they did, it'd probably be higher, like maybe like a 7, you know. But that concludes the wing review portion of this particular episode. I will put the scores in the intro just in case you guys don't want to listen to this thing. But I don't know why you would, because this show is fucking awesome. So if you are one of those who listen to my podcast but are not in the service industry, first of all, what the fuck are you doing listening to this? Actually, I know what you're doing. You're being a Karen. You're like, oh my gosh, so I'm gonna get the inside scoop on all the servers of thinking about us Karens. That is true. That's actually why I'm doing this right now. Actually, fun fact. But if you are around and you're talking smack about servers, if it's something that like you could actually like talk shit about them about, okay, go ahead. You know, you see them on their phone from where you're sitting. Yeah, they probably shouldn't be doing that. That's, you know, good on you, mate. Like you caught a flaw in the system. But if it's like something like, you know, they, you know, something that wasn't their fault, but you want to take it out on the server because that is that's the only person you see. Like that's basically the face of the restaurant, so to speak. I think you need 3 years. You need 3 years in a restaurant, and you don't even have to be a server. You can just 3 years in a restaurant, working in a restaurant, before you should be allowed to start talking shit on other servers. Simply because A lot of people don't really know the behind the scenes of servers. My brother comes into where I work relatively often, and he saw me rolling silverware, and he didn't know that servers did that. He thought there was like a machine. Like, he just thought you just threw silverware in the machine and it just came out like that, fucking, did a little sparkle, like after, like in cartoons. When you make something new and shiny, it just like sparkles. That's what he thought. That's what he thought happened. And yeah, so there is so much more than that. Like, there are things you just see that are stocked. And man, I wonder how those get stocked. Well, it's fucking us, And part of our, we have like a daily list of side work, and one of them is cleaning. Like, is we have these like silver doors. I won't say silver. They're like a metallic looking door, So it looks like silver, And then you just, and that's how we get into the back of the restaurant. And we have one going in towards our office, and we have one going into where the dish pit is. And well, we have two. It's a double door. But, we have to clean those. On Thursdays, I want to say. Thursday is the day we clean those. And so I'm wiping them down, and as a table saw me wiping them down, they're like, why are you cleaning that door? Shouldn't that be like, somebody else's job? And I was like, oh no, that's us. And so I think they gained a lot more respect for servers just by watching me clean a door, and I'm not saying it's like an impressive feat or anything. It's just like this spray. We just spray on it, not just freaking Mr. Miyagi it, just wax on, wax off type shit. It's not that big of a deal, honestly. And so I think people really take for granted. There are some people out there that just think we take an order and refill drinks and that is it. And we just, take order, refill, drink, repeat. That's what they think that we do. And there's just so much behind the scenes that we do. Like at my restaurant, we do the dishes as well, except for on Saturday and Sunday when we're supposed to have a dishwasher, but our dishwashers have been kind of shoddy lately. And so yeah, we wash the dishes and stuff like that. Like, there's much more than just refilling drinks and shit like that. But that's my spiel on that. You need 3 years working in a restaurant and watching a server every single day for 3 years. 3 years might be a bit of a stretch. 1 year, okay, fine. A year and a half. I'll cut it in half. A year and a half before it can start. Go ahead and, going off on servers. So as you might have guessed, I have friends that also work, in restaurants. And this particular friend, he lives in Arizona. He works at a restaurant in Arizona, and he just started this place, and he kind of got into it, just how I got into where I work. He was a regular there, and they needed some help, and so he like applied and got the job right away. And so there's this person there, I guess the guy's kind of a dick, he seems like he's a nice dude, just based on stories. Like, he seems like he's a pretty chill dude, but not somebody that's cool to work with, because they take their job a little too seriously. He's like the kind of guy that will see somebody else succeed and he'll be like, well, I've been here longer, so he's actually not better than me, And it's not really the attitude to have. Like, I get it, seniority rules, like, for the most part, I understand. But I guess there was a situation where he said, like, he started wanting to going to the bar and whatnot. And I guess this guy that has worked there longer or hasn't even had an opportunity to go behind the bar and try to shut that shit down because he had been there longer, he thinks he should get it. And so it's like one of those things, like don't be an asshat to people that aren't at restaurants longer. That if you, just because you worked longer than somebody else at a restaurant does not make you like the end all be all of the restaurant compared to that guy, or gal. It's like one of those things where you gotta, like, everybody's a team in a restaurant, you know what I mean? It's like, it's one of those, like, we're all here for like a common purpose, to make money, And, if we make friends on the side, and hang out, have some drinks, whatever, with those friends, it's Gucci. But like, when you're at a restaurant and you're working with people that are insufferable, it really, really makes you not want to go into that job, And, but he says that everybody else is cool as fuck, I mean, there are a couple, shitheads, younger people, like 18, 19-year-olds, but when you're my age, you don't really, there's not very much you and an 18, 19-year-old will have in common, so it's one of those things where, you gotta just be cool with everybody. We're all here for the same reason. Maybe we all don't have the same goals, but some of us want to move up quicker than others, and, don't wait for an opportunity before some people just think, well, if I'm here long enough, they'll move me up eventually. They have to, right? And it's not really like, you gotta show initiative. You gotta like know, like you gotta let them know, like, hey, down the road, I would like, to become a bartender, And, well, if you express that to your managers, they'll be like, oh shit, okay, so this guy's, And but you also can't just say it, you can't just talk about it and not be about it at the same time. You gotta, put in the work, like, study, the specialty drinks on your menu. You gotta, know how to pour beer. Obviously, you gotta know, your pour counts, stuff like that. And just because somebody's interested in going into the bar and somebody else who thinks they should be in the bar doesn't want it, doesn't give you the ride, like, whoa, who the fuck are you? Like, I've been here way longer than you. They're waiting to give it to me. And I'm like, well, if they were waiting to give it to you, they probably would have fucking gave it to you, But yeah, that's just my take on people, that work in restaurants that are asshats to new people. And that'll also make people quit, especially if they're like new. You can't just be like talking shit to somebody just because, you think, one, you think you're better than them, or two, you, like, it seems as if they've had an easier life. You know what I mean? I've been in restaurants where, I've worked in restaurants where there's a bunch of college kids. Like, I've worked in a restaurant with a fuck ton of college kids, and like over half of them are like rich, Well, they're not rich, their parents are rich, and that's why they're in college, And, there are other people who like have to work for everything, and it's, yeah, granted, it's a little annoying, they just have a job just because, they want to like please their mom or their dad or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, like, you can't just go and shit talk them because they are their help. You want people on the floor for busy shifts. If you keep making all the new people quit, we're gonna have like four, three or four servers, available for like a Saturday or Sunday shift, which in most restaurants is not near enough. So that's my two cents on individuals who have been in a restaurant, longer than most other people, but think that they should be rewarded higher positions just, specifically based on that. Now, bringing back one of my favorite topics, or at least one of my favorite topics that I'm going to be doing. Why I didn't get a tip this week? There was, as I've previously stated, there are many, many, many reasons, you may not get a tip. Food came out bad. I granted that's not your fault. Your service was bad. That is your fault. People are assholes. That's not your fault. You have to charge for a ranch. Also not your fault. Well, this week I didn't get a tip because I had a bad British accent. Don't worry, I'll explain. So, on Sunday, really on weekends, I try to bring some energy because I know it's going to be a shit show most of the time. And so I, had a couple Red Bulls. I might have had a venti caramel macchiato with an extra shot of espresso, like who knows. And so I get to work and I am off the fucking walls. I'm like ready to fucking go. And so I thought, and this is a conversation that happened a couple days prior about me using a British accent at a table and going back to a regular accent midway through the table, thinking it would be hilarious. Well, I did the first part and then I just stayed with it. With the first table, the accent faded real hard. I was like, oh, fuck, I think they know, And so I like continued to do it, and I knew I was fucking this one up. I was like, ah, shit. But I was doing it because I wanted to keep it, for the next table. So my next table comes in, and I fucking kill it. Like I was doing just fine, I'm like, hello, welcome into Louis today. How can I help you? Did the whole thing, right? And so I'm not gonna do the whole thing because I need a couple tries with the accent to get it in. Sorry guys, you're gonna have to wait. But I do a pretty top-notch job throughout the entire thing. And I bring in my check. Thank you for coming to Louis. Come back and see us. Do the whole thing. And they wrote on my check, your accent wasn't even good. That affected your tip. And I'm like, okay. First of all, fuck you. I killed that accent with you. It was the other table that I got real shitty on. And so that I was a little offended, actually. I wasn't offended that I didn't get a tip. I was offended that they said my accent wasn't even good. And I was just like, what? Come on, dude. That's the best British accent you're gonna hear in this restaurant for sure, unless fucking David Beckham himself comes in. And that is why Steven didn't get a tip this week. Well, friends, the time has come where I let you go on with your life, where I let you go back to what you do for the next 6 days and make you all wonder what the hell is this asshat gonna talk about next week. Well, this asshat doesn't know what he's gonna talk about next week, but he bets it will still be fucking awesome. Thank you all for listening in, paying attention, bearing with me over, the missed episode last week. Sorry this episode is 3 hours late. Shit happens. So, with all that being said, if you would like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok, it is WhitakerEra3, all one word. And I thank you guys so much for listening. I already said that. The show is fucking awesome, dude. Y'all have a great week. Cheers.